Hi. Here are cards for February 6th and 7th, 2022, and they are the Seven of Cups, the Seven of Swords, and Judgment in the reverse. To reserve judgment. Judgment, number 20 of the Major Arcana, in the upcoming position in the reverse, sounds like good advice in general. In many tarot layouts, there is an advice position, and it seems like today this may be the message, definitely the message. The number seven is a very spiritual number, and we have a pair of them today. There are many interpretations of this, but Sunday, the seventh day of the seven-day week, is a Babylonian invention. It's a holy number, and two of them is often interpreted as seeing signs. The fantasy-prone Seven of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, could certainly be seeing signs or looking for one. While the hallucinatory Seven of Cups is visually and creatively one of my favorite cards of the deck, this cloudy, misty card of smoke and mirrors on a good day is a dream come true for an artist or creative. So many ideas, one is overwhelmed. The Suit of Cups corresponds with the Suit of Hearts. Hearts and cups can therefore represent people. It's all about the details on the Seven of Cups. The strange floating gold cups are each filled with unusual and various contents, yet we only see what appears over the rims of the cups, but not the rest of the contents. This is all that glitters is not gold, and this applies to opportunities and even our own creative ideas. In one cup seems to be a pair of masks, but what or who is behind them? One cup overflows with pearls and jewels, but are they faux? Or are they the real thing? Through all this fog, who can tell? In the upright, this card can be downright blissful if we don't let our imagination run away with us in a bad way. But it's not, because it's upright. The Seven of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, is as intellectual as the cups are emotional. This card of the thief is not always someone out to steal from you. I like the combination of thought and feeling in these cards. The Suit of Swords is about action, and with this combination is taking action on whatever it is we want to put our whole heart into, whether a person or creative work. What strikes me today, take the best and leave the rest. What strikes me today about the Seven of Swords is that the thief, often pictured stealing five out of seven swords, traditionally, it's hard to say, I've said it three times, leaves two behind as he or she sneaks away. I get an editorial feel about the Seven of Swords today. We can't act on every wild whim floating around in the air on the surreal Seven of Cups. The very message of this fantasy-prone card is to be more discriminating, to find the real gold. We may have a million wild ideas, but the Seven of Swords does not act on them all. We may have many offers, but not all or for real. You, of course, could be not seeing a thief in the henhouse as the Wild Unknown deck sees this sneaky card on which a cute little fox appears to be sleeping with one eye open. But on the Seven of Cups, our imagination could get the best of us, so reserving judgment seems like good advice.